Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, February 19th, 2016. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. I'm Adam Paulus, back here with you after going to Toy Fair in New York and Deadpool and not getting home from my flight until after 3 in the morning and all kinds of groovy things. But it was fun. I got to see something. I got to go around in Brooklyn. I got to see a great couple of stores. I got to see some records. And I got to see someone doing something to himself on the subway that I'm not going to refer to here. But if you're thinking what you think you're thinking, you're probably right. Last week at the box office, Deadpool was number one, breaking a kajillion records over the 3-day with $132 million, which for February is nothing short of astonishing. Kung Fu Panda 2 had $19.7 million. Sorry, Kung Fu Panda 3 was number 2 with $19.7 million. How to Be Single was number 3 with $17.8 million. Zoolander 2, number 4, $11.8 million. And rounding out the top 5 was The Revenant with $6.5 million. New this week, you can see The Witch, Race, Risen, and other movies in limited release. In the news, Blade Runner 2 starts shooting this year, but won't be out until January of 2017? I think it was 2017. January seems odd. That's not usually the month you want to put out a movie if you want people to see it, which maybe is telling us something. I don't know. John Wick 2 is due in February of next year. Emily Blunt is up for the role of Mary Poppins in a new movie. Sounds good. If you like Mary Poppins, let me tell you, the must-hear podcast this week is Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast with guest Dick Van Dyke. He was talking about his entire career, including the accent, and how much they made fun of him for it, and how it's the worst accent ever. You gotta hear it. It's great. Harper Lee, author of To Kill a Mockingbird, died this morning. She was 89. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Just Funky is a company that is on sale. They make mugs, jars, blankets, and more for your home. And it's all buy one, get one 40% off. Walking Dead, Ninja Turtles, Adventure Time, Breaking Bad, Sonic the Hedgehog, and more up for grabs, but only through Tuesday. In toy news, it was Toy Fair, and I'm still recovering and gathering my notes and trying to figure out what I should tell you about. Mezco Toys is continuing its 1/12 scale collection with Star Trek and Universal Monsters, and you've seen Judge Dredd, and you've seen Batman, and they're doing Marvel, and they're doing DC, and they're doing a lot more, and it's ridiculous how good these things are. I've got a Mr. Spock on my desk right now. I've heard the word hot toys at half the size and a fraction of the price tossed around, and they're not wrong. This is an impressive figure. I recommend it. I like it a lot. They had a promo figure at the show. It does not include accessories, so if you're really hard up for all the variants, you do and you don't need this one, but it's really something. He's on my desk right now, and it's, again, really something. Nostalgic Toys is bringing back Spinjas. You may not remember that because you weren't a six-year-old in the 1980s. It was an old Tomy line where you get a couple of tops and a launcher in a little case. It looks like a travel game. And they spin around and fight each other, kind of like a predecessor to Beyblades. Milton Bradley brought them out in the United States. I had a set with a robot rhinoceros and a ninja fighting each other. The new one includes all kinds of creatures, and it's, I don't know if it has any ties to the original beyond the branding and the general idea of the product, but you could see signage for it everywhere. It was on all the tote bags, and I went into their booth, and I was really excited, and nobody really wanted to talk to me. So it's still a thing you can be on the lookout for this summer. It has a game on iOS that ties into the toys, so you get your typical app play. So that should be fun. Hasbro is bringing back Chaos Effect, sort of, as Jurassic World Hybrid Dino Toys, the first of which is up for pre-order right now. The coolest thing I saw at the show is the Hybrid Indominus Rex, which has a wind-up mechanism on his arms that causes his head to move and his jaw to move, and it's great. It makes noise. It's fantastic. Joining it will be new Bashers and Biters and smaller electronic toys, including Raptors and a Carnotaurus and we got a Stegoceratops with what looks to be longer horns, an Ankylosaurus with what definitely is longer spikes, T-Rex with Dilophosaurus spitter frills. It's great. I mean, I know some of you are rolling your eyes right now, but I love weird, and it's hard to come up with dinosaur ideas that other companies probably can't rip off. this is it. It's original. It's different. Sure, they're not real as far as we know, but they look like they're going to be fun toys, so I'm sold. Transformers had a great showing with Generations. Chrome Dome was announced as part of its Titans Return line, along with Wheelie, Buzzsaw, Rumble, Fortress Maximus, Skullcruncher, Mindwipe, and tons more. Robots in Disguise added a few new Decepticons, as well as a Warrior-class Windblade and a new direction in their Minicons with little dinosaurs and sword robots and things that'll be more useful than projectiles, I think. Not that I hate the projectiles, I'm just not doing much with them. Biff Bang Pow's big news showing was Peg Pals, a retro wooden figure collectible for ages 14 and up. A free Batman in armor from Super Bat vs. Man-Man Dawn of Dustfish was given away at Toy Fair, and it is sharp. I got one on my desk right now. A yellow belt looks like a little people thingy, and yeah, you'll like it, I think. Star Trek, KISS, DC, and Marvel are the first four licenses to be announced for this product line. More are coming. And we'll have more on that next week. For Hikari this week, we added a classic Stitch, which sold out in about 30 minutes. So if you didn't already order one, you go ahead and get one. Our new exclusive since the last time we spoke was the Star Wars The Force Awakens Rey Large Recycled Chopper Tote Bag. Entertainment Earth exclusive, and you can order yours right now. And, yeah, I had a pretty good show. If you heard it was really cold in New York, let me assure you it was. I had a goodie bag walking back from a meeting in one building about a mile away to another building. Wind was so strong, my bag was basically flying backwards in my hand. There was a cookie inside there, and it froze by the time I got to my destination, which I didn't realize because I was wrapped up pretty good, but still very cold. Disgustingly cold. I did not enjoy it. And, so we're doing that, and I get there, and I go have a meeting with Dark Horse, with my buddy, another guy in purchasing, and I'm like, oh, hey, I got this giant chocolate chip cookie. I don't want to eat the whole thing, but I'm hungry. Would you like a piece? Would you like a piece? And they're like, sure. So I take it out and hand it to them with my gloves still on, and they're like, this cookie's frozen. I'm like, no, it's not. It's room temperature, and sure enough, it was frozen from the walk back, so it was cold. It was very cold. Don't go to New York in February is what I'm saying. Anyway, this is Adam Paulus signing off. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow Entertainment Earth at EntEarth. You can follow me and send me questions at Adam16Bit. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.